This is Deborah Martin interviewing Kimberly Jones on her bookstore experience. So why are bookstores important to you?
Bookstores are important to me because I love reading, and I find bookstores are the perfect place where you can sort of step outside the stress of your day and enter a different world. There's so much information, there's so much possibilities in a bookstore. And it has so much information, so much knowledge. They're just exciting places that I love to visit.
So what bookstore stands out to you?
I remember one bookstore I used to attend when I was little, growing up in California. The name of the bookstore was Walden Pond Books. It was located about on 3316 Grand Avenue in Oakland, California. I remember going to the bookstore with my mom on Saturdays afternoon, and usually we would go there after visiting relatives, and we would just have a chance to look through the book. I remember looking through the book, browsing through the books, and just being excited about taking this trip on Saturdays.
Is there anything specific you remember about the bookstore? Just the whole feel or the setting?
Yes, I remember the bookstore sat along a busy street block. There were stores next to it, and a bookstore sat right smack in the middle. I remember looking through the glass and seeing there were so many books. I remember I used to step through the front door, and it'd be like entering a different world. From just calmness come over you. And I remember the floor being like a dark brown wooden type floor. I remember the smell would be a mixture of peppermint, old furniture polish, and a little touch of cigarette smoke. Some of our elders, I remember as a child stepping in this world, and it looked like you just enter a whole brand new place. They had bookshelves that would be from the ceiling all the way down to the floor, and there would be so many books and magazines. I remember them being a table where you can find all type of paperbacks. I remember there was a section that had children books, and I remember balloons. At one point, they had some balloons of decorations in a corner and little puppets where the children would be at. I remember just having how the sunlight, well, somehow it seems like we step into this world, it seems like the light just changes everything into shadows. And you can always, I remember a fan that used to blow around the ceiling. I just remember just entering a whole different world, and somehow you feel a little safer in this world.
Was it like a big bookstore? Was it a small bookstore?
Being little at that age, I guess it appeared big to me, big at that time. Everything takes on an appearance of larger than life when you're younger. But I remember it being just filled with a lot of shadows, with so many rows and rows of books and shelves of books. I remember just wondering, how could anyone have time to read all these books that were available?
And what kinds of people did you see walking to the bookstore?
When we would go to the bookstore, I remember passing people in the street. There's people from my neighborhood, old and young. When I entered the bookstore, I remember one lady, an older lady. I remember her because she had this pretty sparkly necklace on her neck. And I always remember we used to catch the light. But she would always be working behind the cash register, and she'd always be smiling and seemed so happy. I remember her was because we always check out on a rare occasion, my mom will let me buy or purchase a book, bringing a book home. I remember her always smiling at me and being so nice and friendly. I remember she had the old granny glasses back in the day that used to wear, where they would hang around her neck on a little chain. I remember her always talking to me and being so nice, and when I give her my book to purchase, she always tell me that I picked a really good title. And I always feel so special and so grown up when I get this book and she passed me the book back. I remember that she always wore these glasses that hung around her neck. She had this snow white hair. It looked like it was frost. Being so little, it just seemed like it was whiter than normal. But she always seemed, I wasn't scared of her because she always seemed nice. She always smiled, and she always asked me, what book did I find today? And I always felt safe and happy when I was in the store.
So how old were you and what was the year, if you can remember?
It was about 1979, and I was about 9 years old.
And did you spend a lot of time in this bookstore?
Well, normally we would go on Saturdays. Usually it would be Saturday afternoon, and on days when it was rainy, we would go there, we would go, like, spend a little bit longer time, but mostly it's on Saturdays. And normally we would go, like, probably every weekend. My mom, we would go visit our cousins, and they lived so close to the bookstore. So when we go visit our family member, we had a chance to go to the store. And it was always, like, a special, like, something I look forward to doing.
And what was your favorite genre book to read?
I always loved it to go to the children's section, the teen section. I liked it reading fiction. I loved it reading poetry. I was into poems. At that time, I loved to write. I think I wanted to be a writer at that point, so I always be like writing verses and writing poems. I remember asking my mom for one particular book I wanted, and I remember asking her over and over again, and finally one Saturday, she said, I can go. I think I did really good in school or something, whatever, and she told me I could purchase this book. It was like a book of children poems. And at one time, there was one poem that I loved that I'd like to share with you. I remember because I just by chance, I found the book that I purchased that I still have with me today. And the title of this poem was called The Animal Store. It was by Rachel Field. It was one of my favorite poems in the book. But I'd like to share it with you if you don't mind. It brought back memories. It's called The Animal Store. If I had $100 to spend, or maybe a little more, I'll hurry as fast as my legs would go straight to the animal store. I wouldn't say how much for this or that, what kind of dog is he. I'll buy as many and roll an eye or wag the tail at me. I'll take the hound with the drooping ears that sat by himself alone. Cockers and Cairns and wobbly pups for to be my very own. I might buy a parrot all red and green and a monkey I saw before. If I had $100 to spend, or maybe a little more. Anyway, that's one of my favorite poems I love to read from the book I purchased from this bookstore. And again, it was called The Animal Store by Rachel Field. I also remember just sitting down, just looking through reading all the poetry books and everything. And one more poem that I'd like to share with you is really short. It's by Dorothy Aldish. It's called Everybody Says. Everybody says I look just like my mother. Everybody says I'm the image of Aunt B. Everybody says my nose is like my father, but I want to look like me. Well, those were some of those were just examples of some of the reasons I fell in love with this bookstore, and I love reading to this day. It was just the excitement, just of what you may find in a book in that quiet time.
And what did you enjoy most about this bookstore?
What I enjoyed most was just the going into the atmosphere. I mean, at home, it seemed like it was my brothers and sisters. It was always so noisy, people running around back and forth. But once you step into this separate, just different world, it's like everything just changed. And when you go into the bookstore with the colors, it always seems like it's partially darkened by the shadows. It always seems so calm with the smell, with the odors. I like it because there is always something interesting to either to see or to touch. I remember one time I went in there with my mom, and it was a rainy Saturday. And I remember that day because my other brothers and sisters, they ended up staying at home, and I had a chance to go by myself. And I remember going with my mom, it was just me and my mom. I remember a special time. I remember just going to the back of the bookstore and finding a spot to sit down in a little nook, a little corner. I remember just going, I remember I took, at least must have took down at least 5 or 10 books. I remember sitting there just flipping through them. And it just seemed so a special time.
And how do you feel about technology such as iPads taking the place of traditional paper books?
I think there's pros and cons to technology. I think the e-books and all that, and the internet reading and everything is great because people have access to books more quickly. People have access to more titles, more authors, and they can get and they can and more people are available to read books. But on the downside is that you miss that special connection, that special experience that goes from visiting a bookstore. I'm old school. I still like the paperback and the hard copy book. I like to be able to read, hold my book in my hand, to flip down the corner of a page. And there's nothing, I think the ebook or the computer, all this technology can never take the place of walking into a bookstore to gain the experience of actually the atmosphere of seeing the books on display and just being able to pick up a book in your hand and just to wonder what excitement, what knowledge awaits you when you start opening up that cover, you start reading. I think it's sad that most of the smaller bookstores that are either going out of business or being replaced by big box stores or big mega bookstores. And I think there's something missing in that old-fashioned old mom-and-pop store that sits on the corner that I experienced from growing up.
And is there anything you actually would just like to share about bookstores or this particular one?
I'd like to share that I think bookstores are very important. I wish and I pray that they never become extinct, that they almost like the record stores, similar to where everybody get quick access to music, and they somehow that tends to lessen the use of the albums, the old way we listen to music. I hope it never happens to books. And I think that we need these small little corner gems in the world. We need the bookstores, like we need libraries, because those are special places that gives us a chance to really dream out, to look beyond ourselves. It gives us a possibility to go into different worlds, to leave for a second, explore the planet, explore a jungle, to really see beyond our little corner of the world. A lot of us may be unfortunate enough or may not have the opportunity to travel, but in a book, you can go anywhere in your mind, and that's always I remember. And I think this bookstore is special, and I'm glad that it still is running and still in business. And hopefully one day I can visit them again.
Well, thank you for sharing your experience with bookstores with me.